Hello, Take Two family, and welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. And you are the key person, so I expect your call today because I'm going to ask this question that I think we can all respond to. And the question is, are you truly grateful? We threw the word in there, truly grateful. People say they're grateful. They say, yeah, I'm very thankful for this. I appreciate that God did this for me. I count my blessings. But are you truly grateful? And could you go into the detail of that? We really want to know. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Take Two has been going strong for 9.5 years. Jerry will be back with us tomorrow on his regular schedule, and so we're excited about that. He came back yesterday, and lots of folks went to YouTube and commented that they really loved seeing him in his seminary clerics there. So beautiful. But that's wonderful. But today I'm asking the question, are you truly grateful? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you feel prompted by the Spirit, this is the greatest, I think, the greatest opportunity for us to come together as a lay faithful and share our lived experiences. So would you weigh in on this topic about gratitude? Matt is ready to answer the calls, and all you have to do is dial in. Super simple. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Today, we have a special treat with us. We have Ace McKay at the controls doing a fine job. Like I said, Matt's on the phones, and Pedro's on social media. I would wave to you, but I'm not back on video yet. I still have that scheduled surgery that's coming up soon next week, and I can't wait to be part of the chats again. On YouTube and Facebook and the other social media streams. So you guys are awesome keeping the family going there, out there on all the socials. But the question today is, are you truly grateful? Think about it for a second. And then if you feel prompted by the Spirit, say yes and call in. We're very friendly. You don't have to be nervous or anxious about calling in. We hear all the time that people have been hesitant to call into these live shows because they'd say, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be put on the spot. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I don't know if I can hear everything that's going on. And we have found that the feedback has been that it's so much fun to call in, especially on Take Two. And many times we have listeners that call back again and again throughout the year. So that's wonderful. We love that. So if you're a first-time caller, we want to recognize that, first-time listener as well. So please dial in and answer the question. And maybe you're not. Maybe you don't show enough gratitude. Maybe you feel it inside. You're just quiet about it, but you don't really express it. Let's talk about it. Kind of a little bit of free life coaching here. 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. Are you truly grateful? Okay, so pretty much you guys have heard about this now for 6 months or more about my eye situation that's been happening. And I'm sorry, the only reason I keep repeating it is because we have new listeners or listeners that go in and out, or they're moving, or they're changing jobs, or their schedule has changed. And so they go in and out of Take Two. And we have the Lunch Bunch going strong that shares their lunch at their workplaces with Take Two. We have those in the morning hours catching Take Two on various parts of the country. And you guys, you know, your schedule may have changed with the time change. So there's a reason that I just want to get everybody up to speed. So I've been sharing about the eye situation I've been having since really it started in spring of last year. And I'll be honest, I was always grateful for good eyesight. I really was, because I had a lot of friends that needed glasses. My husband needs glasses and contacts and all sorts of things. I know people that have done surgeries to try and correct their vision and stuff. And I've always been grateful for good eyesight. I have. But boy, oh boy, going through this thing with really pretty much losing my eyesight, I am so grateful for what God has given us by way of the senses. I noticed that my hearing got better when my eyesight declined. You know, things just felt heightened in various areas of doing life, you know, with engaging in your senses. And so I developed a very strong appreciation, gratitude, sincere gratitude for what God has given us by way of just getting through life with what he has given to us by way of our are beautiful, I think, beautiful, miraculous bodies. I mean, it's incredible how the body wants to survive, the body wants to heal, the body wants to do well, and it, you know, it's so true, you know, and our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So very important we take care of our bodies, very important we appreciate our bodies and be grateful. We're grateful that God gave us this body-soul composite in order to, that makes us, you know, in the image and likeness of God. I love it. There's so many aspects of this that I can go into that I actually am developing a teaching on. But I've developed a stronger gratitude for life and for what we've been given and the blessings. But I had to learn it the hard way. Has that happened to you? Did you go through something really difficult and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I am so grateful. You know, this is just, you know, incredible what God has given me, all the gifts. I've never recognized them before. Maybe you went through a life change with a divorce or a loss, and then you realized how important that relationship was. It's so true. You're so grateful for it. Let's talk about it. There's a couple open phone lines. Matt's really wanting to answer the call. There's so much I can say about this. I'm going to try to not get too emotional. I have been getting very, very emotional for the past 6 months simply because I've been just going through a lot health-wise in a physical situation. So please forgive me for that. But, you know, I am who I am. I mean, it's just I do feel things very deeply. And when I do, I just well up in those tears or laughter or something like that. So that's you got to bear with me on that. But I'm going to try to hold it together. Because I do think that if we tap into the deepest parts of our heart and our soul in the form of gratitude and the acknowledgement of the many, many miraculous blessings that God has given us, I really think we'd all be filled with abundance of tears and say, wow, Lord, you have been so kind, so gracious, so wonderful. Do you agree with me on that? Let's talk about it. Let's really make a difference with this conversation today. So I'm going to hit the pause button and Ace is, he's right at the controls, in just about a minute. And when we come back, we're going to get right to our wonderful callers of Take Two. Karen's going to be up first from Texas. Look at Texas, going strong today. This is awesome. Karen, hang on, don't go anywhere. When we come back, are you truly grateful? That's the question I'm asking today. Please weigh in on this, 833-288-EWTN. Call us. Grateful? That's the question I'm asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I need your take on this. So fill the phone lines, please, by dialing 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Karen from Texas, don't go anywhere. I want to share this with our listeners real quickly before we get to our conversation here. Discovering sacred spaces, fascinating places and destinations off the beaten path. It's by Teresa Tamio with the foreword by Father John Ricardo. For those wishing to experience Italy to the fullest, Teresa Tamio provides the choicest sites, best routes, and most inspiring and satisfying journeys to help make your excursion utterly unforgettable. Tamio draws from her experiences of more than 60 trips to her motherland with practical, time-tested travel tips and faith and culture gems to help you navigate this lively land and catch the many unique regional feast days and celebrations it has to offer. Italy's Shrines and Wonders by Teresa Tamio. Guess what, guys? It's available right now. Buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com. Okay, Karen in the great state of Texas on the EWTN app. You are first up here on Take Two. Are you truly grateful, Karen?
I am truly grateful.
Tell us. How did you learn that?
Okay. We've been married almost 61 years. My husband has diabetes since he was 11 years old. He's hit a lot of things, especially since 2016, quadruple bypass. He's hit so many things since then. But if you saw him, if you'd have seen him recently, you wouldn't think anything's wrong with him. And it's coming to an end now. And what I'm praying for and what he's praying for is that he can make to our great-grandson's first birthday. The party's going to be on the 25th. And that's what we're praying for now. He's in the hospital, but the doctors are working to get him out so he can be there then. But probably after that, we'll probably have to call hospice. Mm-hmm. And so, but he is so grateful for his life. First of all, having diabetes since he was 11.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, he didn't even think he'd get married, not have children, not have grandchildren. And now to have a great-grandchild. He's had a band. He played the drums. He was in sales. He loved everything he did. We're in our 10th house now. He's picked them all out. Everyone's been new, and he's picked it out and loved our houses, loved where we moved. So he's so grateful, and so am I.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Karen, do you feel comfortable giving us his first name so we can pray that he gets to this celebration?
Yes, it's Jerry.
Jerry, with a J?
Yes.
Okay, Jerry.
Well, Gerald's his name.
Yeah, Gerald, but he goes
by Jerry.
Right, Jerry. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that just like Jerry Usher. Okay, so Karen, Jerry's been battling this since he was 11. So you have tapped into and shared with the world his incredible interior resilience, strength, perseverance.
He talked to my sister yesterday at the hospital. It's mostly goodbye calls. And she said, well, her son Greg said, but Jerry's pulled through everything. And he said, but not this time.
Does he have certain saints that he goes to, Karen?
What do you mean?
He's Catholic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Knights. He was Grand Knight.
He was
Grand Knight.
Wow.
He lived in Houston for 2.5 years. He was Grand Knight.
Wow.
Had more people join when he was Grand Knight.
Amazing.
Everybody knows Jerry and loves Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we know and love Jerry because of you sharing his story with us. But what I was wanting to just tap into, just for the purposes of the prayers, to kind of intensify them a bit so that you both can get to this celebration. Does he have a certain saint that he goes to? You know, everybody has their saints that they love. Does he have a certain saint that he goes to?
Probably Saint Jerome.
St. Jerome. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. All right. And when is the date of the celebration? You say 23rd or 25th of January?
25th on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next Saturday.
Okay.
But I mean, he was listening to EWTN all the time. He got me. He's the one who got me praying the rosary every day years ago.
Oh my goodness.
He's just a faithful Catholic man.
Well, you realize what you just did. You know, my co-host, Jerry Usher, always says that when a husband and wife of many years, you said 61 years, my husband and wife get together and they share their sacrament of matrimony. And you just shared your sacrament. Your sacrament is showing through the radio airwaves. You're very blessed. You and Jerry were meant to be together. It's obvious. You have that strong appreciation. And look what you guys... with God at the center, look what you've created. You've created a beautiful relationship, a beautiful family, a legacy, friends, your faith, your testimony, your story. Yeah, Jerry, do we absolutely want Jerry here longer? Of course we do. Of course we do. That's a given. But you're right. He has lived an extraordinary life.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's beautiful, but it's a testament to your love and your commitment. You can hear in your voice how much you appreciate him and how much you love him. Yeah, you're blessed, Karen. And I we're gonna pray because you know the Take Two family goes big. Just to let you know, we're gonna go big. You know, yes, we want you to get to the celebration, but we want you to go many, many more years past that celebration with Jerry.
Uh huh.
So
oh, thank you.
So we'll go big. Absolutely. Please, Karen, keep us posted and let us know. And would you please give Jerry a big hug from the Take Two family and let him know that we appreciate him and we want him to get to that wonderful, fantastic time with his great grandchild. And yeah, and we want him to stay strong and keep inspiring all of us.
He is strong. He always said he's strong like a bull. He's always said that.
I love that. Oh, I love that. That's cool. Sounds like he's got a great sense of humor too.
He was joking yesterday. Aww. In the hospital. Like, he can hardly stand, and he had to stand, and then he goes, oh! And we all scream, like, he's just kidding.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, you tell him that I would love to hang out with you and Jerry, because I love folks with a good sense of humor. You got to have a good sense of humor. You just do, because life it's so difficult. You know, it's just difficult. And we got to keep that bright side to things. Karen, you're awesome. Thank you so much. And yes, you are truly grateful. Absolutely. And we're grateful that you shared with us today. We're going to get to Jeff in Arizona in just a second. I wanted to mention that Angel had called in from Ohio. Our dear, sweet friend Angel said to say thank you for the prayers. She had a hemorrhage and lost her sight last week, and some of it is slowly returning. Oh, good. We want all of it to return, Angel, and that's what we're praying for. So, okay, so take care of yourself, rest. Oh, and that was sweet. She said that I was a huge inspiration. Well, you're an inspiration to us, so I think you're trying to say you're grateful for me. I'm grateful for you, so thank you. It goes both ways on this. This is a mutual, wonderful relationship with Take Two and everyone here at EWTN. We really appreciate and love each other. So thank you for that comment and kind words. If you want to jump in on this about being truly grateful, now is the show. Now is the time to do it. 833-288-3986. Let's hear what Jeff has to say in Star Valley, Arizona on Sirius XM 130. Jeff, I have lived here. Okay, Jeff, listen to this. This is crazy. I have lived here in Arizona for 45 years. I don't know where Star Valley is. Where is it?
Oh, come on, Debbie. You gotta know.
I don't. I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right. You know where Payson is, right?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay, well, I'm 5 miles east of Payson off of Highway 260 going towards Christopher Creek and Cole's Ranch and all that.
Got it. Oh, nice. So you're getting snow there, aren't you?
No.
Oh, you're not?
We have not had one drop of snow or rain all winter. It's been the driest winter that I've been up here, and I've been up here almost 3 years from the valley.
Yeah. That's a beautiful area you live in. We used to take retreats up in your area. Boy, did I love it. I almost wanted to get a place up there. It was so gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. Yeah. And we had that wildfire. I don't know if you heard about that, the Tonto fire.
Right.
That was burning out of control. It started on December 14th. They don't know what the cause was. But at one point, they had over 450 firefighters, 2 helicopter drop buckets, and all kinds of equipment. And it was scary because the communities at Christopher Creek and Cole's Ranch and those areas were put on set to be ready to evacuate. Oh. And that fire is only about 30 miles from my house. So I got busy and got a bug out bag together just in case. But thank God, thanks be to God and prayers, I know.
Yeah.
It's 80% contained today.
Good.
I'm just so thankful. That's number one I'm thankful for.
Right. But that's not why you called. So yeah, tell us why you're grateful. Yeah.
I'm grateful because I finally, I'm 62, so after 52 years of trying to live my life my way and do everything my way, I finally let go and let God. And I've been a practicing Catholic, cradle Catholic all my life, practicing. However, I am a control freak and a perfectionist, and always wanted things to go my way. And if they went my way, it was great. And if it didn't, I was really upset and would chew on the fat of the bone and ask God to please change everything. And I'd chew the fat off the bone till there was nothing left. And I got tired of it. I was tired of my life. I was tired of the way it was going. I divorced 5 years ago. It was a painful divorce. I kept drumming up those old wounds. So finally, one day, I just said, God, you got it. You got the wheel. I'm not driving anymore. You take it. And when I did that, I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit came down upon me. And he opened up my heart, and that was 3 months ago. And I am so much happier human being today and so blessed and have so many, many, many blessings and so many things to be grateful for. And when I first moved up to Star Valley a little less than 3 years ago, I'm a practicing RN, but when I got up here, there was no RN jobs that would fit my vocation. And so I ended up taking a caregiver job, and it pays a third, well, probably 60% less than what I was making in the Valley. And I was really, I was really resentful at first. I was like, I'm an RN. I should be making X amount of money. And now I'm doing this job. And God got sick and tired of hearing me complain, I'm sure. So when I gave it all up to him, everything changed in my life, Debbie, everything. My clients are awesome. I'm in the right spot. I know I'm in the right spot taking care of these elderly people up here. They're awesome. I love them. They love me. Mm-hmm. I adopted a dog from a shelter 2 months ago. He has become my best friend and has opened up so many more doors for me. But the best of all, everything, I have peace in my heart and I don't have any more fear. If we had an atomic bomb go off tomorrow or the end time, 3 days of darkness, whatever, revelations, none of us know the time nor the hour. I'm good with it. I mean, I'm not good with the disaster, of course. But in my heart and soul, I know God's going to lead me. And I know deep down in my heart and my gut, my nursing gut, that God's got special plans for me. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. And there's something really, really, really cool coming down the road. And I feel it. Wow. And so I just say, God, you lead me. Holy Spirit, I love you. And Blessed Mother, you're awesome. And oh, and the last thing that's really super, super cool is my parish is St. Philip's. I'll give him a ring. Father Tom Quirk at St. Philip's Parish in Payson. I'd been discerning this for a long while, and I asked him if he would allow me to lead the Chaplet of Divine Mercy every Wednesday evening before the 6:30 p.m. Mass. And he said, oh my gosh, you're an answer to my prayers. He said, I've been discerning it myself and wondering who could do this. And he said, absolutely. If you can do it in 8 minutes or less, you got it. I said, you got it, Father. So I've been leading that every Wednesday night, and it's amazing how many people show up for this devotional. And I'm telling you, my heart's on fire with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. It's just amazing.
Oh, me too. I'm so in love with the whole Diary of St. Faustina, the Divine Mercy messages, the chaplet. Absolutely, Jeff, I'm right with you. Jeff, you said so many fantastic things. That's why you heard me super quiet, so I could let the whole world hear what you had to say. Very powerful. First, I want to say, let's go back to the beginning of the call. I have to go quickly, so I'm doing this all by memory from your call. I didn't write anything down. So first, we do want to thank and appreciate and pray for the firefighters that are fighting all the fires around the country, especially what's going on in California. Firefighters, first responders, the police, the doctors, the nurses, like yourself, Jeff, the caregivers that are really out there helping other souls when they're at their most when they're most in need and most vulnerable. So Jeff, thank you for the fine ministry work you're doing. Thank you for appreciating your faith, and thank you for giving it all to God, free falling into God's arms. Absolutely, Jesus, we trust in you. And of course you love the chaplet because of, you know, that you're practicing it right now and you're seeing that God is there for all of us. And the sooner we push all our chips in and go all in with God and trust God completely, we will experience that incredible peace and joy that you're experiencing, Jeff. You're spot on. Does God have big plans for us? Absolutely. We serve a very big God. Just like it says in scripture, he knows the plans he has for us. What are those plans? To prosper, to grow, to experience. I came for you to have life, to have it to the full. So Jeff, you are on to something huge in your spiritual life. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with the world your testimony today. You have helped many, many souls, and we're so grateful to you in Star Valley. That is so awesome. Great calls coming in now, right now, to share how truly grateful you are. Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Call us, please. Question today, are you truly grateful for everything that you're experiencing, everything you've been given in life? Do you feel that sense of gratitude? Do you have an attitude of gratitude, they like to say in self-help things? Do you keep a gratitude journal? Maybe this is the first time you've ever really talked about it publicly and you want to talk together on the Take Two show, this is the place to do it, guys. So call in if you feel prompted by the Spirit. 833-288-3986. Jeff in Star Valley, Arizona, if you're still listening, could you do us a favor? You're going to be leading the Divine Mercy Chaplet tonight before Mass, because it is Wednesday at your church in Payson, Arizona. Jeff, if you're listening, would you please take the Take Two family intentions during that chaplet, and especially our newest person that we are praying for, Jerry from Texas with his beautiful wife, Karen. Make sure that we pray that Jerry can make it to his great grandchild's celebration the end of January. So we want to make sure Jerry's strong. So Jeff, if you can remember to include that intention specifically during the chaplet today, we would appreciate it. Okay, we're going to go to Maria in Tallahassee, Florida. And Maria's been waiting so patiently on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, Maria. You go right ahead. But Maria, talk nice and loud so everybody can hear you.
Okay.
There you go.
The thing I'm most grateful for is that I said yes to life.
We are too.
My son was born after his biological father wanted me to go and have an abortion, which I said no to. Just saying yes to God has brought me to the will of God. Because just saying yes to this child has helped me to work in the field of the handicapped. I have been in group homes and working as a supportive, direct staff support person, as well as working with my husband, who's a Vietnam veteran with head injury. Mm-hmm. So God has given me a lot of gifts to be able to make me saying yes to life as a vocation.
Yeah.
The other thing that happened one time when I was in front of the tabernacle, God asked me to be more Catholic. And I was like surprised. Because I thought, I told God, I'm already Catholic. I was raised Catholic, educated Catholic. And then when I thought about it, and I was presented to be a Carmelite third order. Mm-hmm. I mean, God, I have to be grateful. He has given me so many gifts just because I said yes to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, Maria, you're living up to your name, Maria. So that's beautiful. And you're going all in with God. And yeah, you've got a lot of things you're dealing with, a lot of things you're working through. You've got a child that it says right here, a disabled child that you're caring for, plus your work and everything. Maria, it's making you spiritually advanced and stronger, no different than the saints experienced. Now, I'm not here, labeling you as a saint yet, although we're all called to be saints, right? But I'm just letting you know, if you read the lives of the saints, they went through the same similar things that you are going through. How difficult life is, how God expects more than what we're already giving. Like you said, you had this experience and God said he wanted you to be more Catholic. What does that mean? It means to go deeper. The deeper you go, the closer you, the more connected you are to the vine. Remember the vine and the branches? So the closer you are to God, that's what the saints did. That's how they tapped in. That's how they were able to achieve, sainthood. So much so on this side of the veil before they even left this earth. So Maria, is your path difficult? I'm sure it is. Is it hard at times? I'm sure it is. But if you continue this gratitude of heart that you have, you're blessed, Maria. You're blessed. We should all try to be like you, Maria. So I'm just saying, way to go.
God helps us.
Yeah, of course he does. But it's hard. I mean, let's really be honest. It's not easy. You look at other people's lives and they go, you look and you go, wow, that's easy. They don't have to worry about this. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to come home and take care of somebody. They don't have to do this. So life is hard, but you're right. With every difficult step we take, God provides that abundant grace. And in that grace, we get closer and closer to him on this side of the veil. And if the goal is to be united with God, which it is, we know that, and St. Thomas Aquinas shared that so eloquently about how we come from God, we're trying to get back to God. If we're trying to get united with God, we do it now. Why wait? A lot of people are waiting, Maria. They wait till deathbed conversions. They wait. They wait, wait, wait. I don't know what they're waiting for. You're not waiting. You're doing it now. Yeah. God bless you, Maria.
God has cured my son of his heart condition that he was born with.
Oh, beautiful.
And the heart doctor just told me, he goes, there's nothing I can do. He goes, you know what to do like that. Like if I knew the answer, and the answer was God.
Mm-hmm.
And his love for every human being in this world.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's nothing I could add to it. You said it beautifully. Maria, let me ask you this question. Do you feel comfortable giving us your son's first name? We want to pray for continued health for him.
St. Charles Anthony. He loves St. Anthony.
So do I. I love St. Anthony. Yeah, that is beautiful. Maria, you're awesome. Stay strong, my friend. You are an inspiration, absolutely, for this world today. So thank you. God bless you. Thank you for saying yes to life. Wow, that was a very powerful call. Let's hear what Laura has to say in Longview, Texas. Laura is on YouTube. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Laura. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You go right ahead. There's a long comment here, and I think this is going to be very interesting for our Take Two family.
Awesome. So this is literally my first time seeing you on YouTube. So I'm a first-time viewer and caller.
Wow. Oh, I hope you join the chats. The chats are so interesting. Everybody learns and grows every day.
I did. I'm XJW Laura in the chat earlier.
Oh, good, good. Okay, cool. Cool. Very good. Go ahead.
I just really wanted to say thank you, that I am so thankful that for the gift of conversion. I'm a sixth-generation Jehovah's Witness who most people would look at and say that there's no hope for that person. Everything, like from childhood, being taken out of school in the sixth grade, completely isolated from the outside world. And in 2019, like God grabbed a hold of my heart and showed me that he was Jesus. And that's why he died for me, because he was God and he could do that and he could forgive my sin, even though I was this really horrible mother and person. And so when I accepted Jesus and come to know him, I met my husband, and he was raised Catholic, cradle Catholic, but he was practicing Protestantism with me. And so, but he would tell me, like, you know, we need to get to the Catholic Church. We need to get to the Catholic Church. And I had all of these walls built up, because coming out of Jehovah's Witnesses and then going to Protestantism, you know, you're still told those lies. I don't know if it's like revision history or whatever, but the Protestants are still saying, you know, terrible things. So I'm like, you know, this is not going to happen. I'll never become Catholic. We had all these arguments. And then I had a daughter that died. Her name was Jillian Claire, and her name means God's child. Well, I remember going to the Protestant churches and telling everyone that, you know, I got saved 10 years after my daughter died because she was praying for me in heaven. And they would look at me so strange. And David told me one day, he was like, you know, that's a Catholic belief that the saints in heaven pray for you. And I said, really? And so I started looking into it secretly, and I had a rosary in my closet at work secretly. Like, I wouldn't even tell David because I didn't want to give him any hope. Mm-hmm. And I would sit there and I would pray to God in private in tears, and I would ask him to show me the truth. And I read Scott Hahn's book. And slowly but surely, every single answer, even the Queen of Heaven, like, I literally, I know you shouldn't do this, but I said, God, show me from the scripture. How could this even be?
right. I got it.
And I opened the Bible and I turned the light on because I did it in the dark, so I wouldn't have any, you know, any part of, oh, I flipped to this chapter. And it was Esther 1, and it was Queen Esther. And in my mind, there was a voice like, if I can have a queen on earth, I can definitely have a queen in heaven, and she can be my mom. And it was just like one thing after another. God just answered me, and he was so gentle. And it was an 8-9 month process. And now I'm in OCIA with my husband. and I'll be confirmed this Easter. And I just want everyone to know that there is so much hope for your family, and there's so much hope for those of you outside of the church, because if God can get a hold of my heart, he can save anyone. And I am not so fearful for my family. Like, I, as a Protestant, I would literally like strip all my clothes, lay on the floor, bawl for hours, cry out to God, like, to save my family. And now I just have so much peace. Like, I pray for them. I consecrate them to Mary and to St. Michael. And I am just so at peace that this is his plan for me to pray for them. Graces come from God. Conversion comes from God. And he loves them just as much as I do. And he's going to bring them home. Like, I just know this.
Right.
And so I've totally surrendered my children, my family. I lost everyone, my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, and my daughter, who won't even speak to me because of how bad of a mother I used to be. And I know one day I'm going to walk up to Sarah and I'm going to tell her, you know, all of these things happened because God wanted to show you that if he could save your wicked mother, he could save you too. And I just know this is all going to come full circle. And the peace that I have and the hope that I have is just so strong. So for anybody who has a child that's lost or people that are in Jehovah's Witnesses, like, keep praying for them because there's so much hope. And God loves them just as much as he loves his own son. And he wants to save them. And he is working so hard in our families right now. I truly believe this with all my heart. And someone had mentioned the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and that is my patron saint, Saint Faustina.
Saint Faustina, yeah.
So, yeah, because when I came to know Jesus as God, like, he literally, when I read her story, it shocked me because I drew the face that I saw when I gave my life to Jesus. And it was like Jesus is like an outline of a man. You can't really like see the face, but anyway,
wow.
When I pray, that's what I see. I see his face. And so I know that he loves us so much. And
praise God.
He can do anything. He is a miracle worker, and he is definitely at work in all of our family.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I just want to be so grateful, say that I'm so grateful for that. And even though I have lost those family members, I offer it up. I offer it up every day as a sacrifice. And I'm so grateful that I can do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, but Laura, words have power. And you didn't lose them. They're just on the shelf right now. You didn't lose them. Let's really change the way we look at it, because nothing's lost with God when we put all our faith in prayer. God has a way of just working so many miraculous things. And so I understand they're away from you right now. I get that, but they're not lost. I mean, now in their belief system, in the way they're conducting their life, they may be off the path, yeah. But with God, if we pray, if we believe in the power of prayer, God can make all things. Look, you just shared your own personal testimony. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, your story is incredible. So I'm saying this, Laura. Well, I think I know why. I think it's the Holy Spirit. But I will tell you that I think that your enthusiasm, your love, your zeal, your commitment, your passion, your strength, your joy, your peace, all the things that you shared through the radio with your testimony, I think you're going to have a huge impact on your entire family. I just feel it. I have a lot of friends who are Jehovah's Witnesses, and I'll tell you, they're wonderful, wonderful people. They're good people. They're solid. They love what they believe. And so with that could bring a very strong commitment towards Catholicism. If they would just, like you did, open and expand their thoughts and let God enter in. So you nailed it, Laura. Okay, couple things real quickly. If you feel comfortable, you said your husband's name is David, I believe. I put you both in the book because we want to journey with you into Holy Mother Church. You got to keep us posted. We love pictures. So when you come into the church, you know, if you want to send, drop us an email. But in the meantime, if you can send me an email at take2@ewtn.com, take2@ewtn.com. I really would like to record your testimony if you feel up for it. So,
that would be awesome.
Okay, cool. And it is David, right?
For
David,
two?
Yeah, take2@ewtn.com. Laura, is your husband's name David? Is that it? Is that his name? I didn't catch it. Okay. I think
yes,
it's David.
David.
Okay, good. Well, tell David, way to go, David, saying we've got it. We got to work our way back to the Catholic Church. Smart man you married there.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Okay, keep in touch with us. Amazing story. And as you were speaking, we got 5 thumbs up, praising God already coming in fast for you, Laura. So you got a big Take-Two family just cheering you on and just saying, way to go, Laura. So thank you. Awesome, awesome story. I love that you're part of the chats on social media. That was powerful. And I was trying to hold it together, but I have to tell you, the tears are rolling down my cheeks. I mean, this is tears of joy. This is so exciting. Let's go to Ron. Let's say hello to Ron because he has been waiting half the show. Ron's in LA, Los Angeles, California on YouTube. Ron, how are you doing? Are you safe?
I'm doing good. I'm far away from any of the fire zones that are going on, still active.
Okay, good.
I had a thought that earlier that the winds had died down enough and actually were being held back by our guardian angels, but I'm seeing reports now that the winds are picking up in the fire danger zones and such, so there's still some extra needed prayers for protection of the remaining areas that are in jeopardy of these ongoing wildfires.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got the prayers. There's prayers going round the clock. Folks are in adoration for 3 and 4 hours in the middle of the night praying for the fine folks of California. So prayers are powerful, as you know, Ron. But tell me what are you grateful for?
My head part of gratitude is that an unknown idea of purgatory in terms of when I prayed a request back in, say, 2010, roughly, that if I can do my purgatory as much as I can before I'm called to the other side of the veil, that if I can do it, just give me the strength to go through when I get it. And since October of 23, I've been hit in spades, and actually, comically or not, I'm starting to lose body parts, starting with some dental issues. But the last 2 months, I've been dealing with this neuropathy thing, which is really, really kind of kicking me around the block and laying me out on my bed for a lot longer than, just a few hours a day. Mm-hmm. But I'm just grateful that every day I'm waking up, that I still have a chance to answer that prayer, to get things right when I need to. I just received a visitation from a priest a couple of days ago that was my pastor, that I was surprised when it did happen. So I was grateful for that. So I got my confession and communion and so forth on that. I'm just grateful for the prayers for the people who have known my situation, have helped sustain me in my place. And although I try to keep some humor about, there are some days when the pain, especially from the neuropathy now, has been enough to bring tears to my eyes, which is mm-hmm. kind of a tough place to be on that. So concerns about people around me, family members, brokenness that we've had to deal with. It's just a lot of the look back, I suppose, the fact that I've survived a lot of this chaos and the predators and my families on both sides and people outside my family home circle. I'm surprised that I'm still here. I know why I'm here, just don't know exactly what I'm still here for. And maybe now it is just the ongoing purgation, or perhaps just getting in my mind that frame of what it actually means to offer up my sufferings and being part of the body of Christ in this. And right. Often I've heard the words, the body of Christ is in one. So when one hurts, everybody hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of that my mind kind of knows it, but my heart's not too sure of it,
sure.
Or vice versa. But it's just trying to take every hour at a time. In going through all this chaos that I'm doing. And this morning I got hit with another bout of the vertigo, which is not as bad as it has been, but it's enough that I'm just kind of keeping the emergency bucket at my side, so to speak.
Right, right. Well, Ron, you shared so much, and we appreciate all the spiritual gems that you imparted to us, and this idea of really offering it up properly so that it benefits the person, yourself, your own being. And then also remember, Ron, it's everybody around us, because as we interact, as we encounter, like you're encountering us today, the Take Two family, right? So you're inspiring us. This builds the body of Christ, okay, rather than destroying the body of Christ. Many people take from the body of Christ. Many people destroy on a regular basis through sin and a lack of kindness and tolerance and this and that. They destroy, they rip apart the body of Christ. Ron, by your suffering properly put into perspective and used to benefit you and all of us, you are building the body of Christ. You are repairing. You are offering those sacrifices to the Lord to repair of all the offenses that all of us have done. So yes, of course, it helps you personally, Ron, if it's used properly. That's why I always say, let suffering work for you rather than against you spiritually. But you're also helping the rest of us with your resilience, your perseverance, your strength, your courage, your words, your enthusiasm that you go through things even though within you have that sense of joy that you're trying to hold on and really make things bearable. So Ron, thank you for being you. Keep going, Ron. Keep going. We all got to keep going. So I want to thank you for weighing in on this topic today, because I think what you had to share was we could all relate to, because we're dealing with some suffering issues and we don't know exactly what does this mean. Did God abandon us? What's going on, Lord? Well, there is meaning to that suffering if we look at it the right way. Okay, we're going to get to Huynh Lee in Texas in just a moment. I've got time for you, and I'm going to try to get to Marcia. So Marcia, hang on. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to go fast. I just want to share with our listeners, Saturday morning, 11 Eastern time, and Sunday night, 7 Eastern on EWTN Radio, you can catch The Spirit World. It offers a Catholic perspective on issues related to angels, demons, and how the spiritual and physical worlds interact. It's hosted by me and Adam Bly. Okay, let's get to Huynh Lee in Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Huynh Lee, thank you so much for waiting and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. I'm grateful for you and Jerry, for Take mm-hmm. Two family, for EWTN and many more. And I'm grateful for the whole shift and all the challenge that God sent to my life. Even when my husband got lost in France and I lost my phone there on the trip back in June, mm-hmm. we don't speak French. We don't know anybody, but my husband have like two people from France from different hotel brought him back like 1 o'clock in the morning. And yes, I use the Google Translate to translate to French from the church that I left the phone overnight, and I found it. So that is, I believe that, God sent me the whole shift so that, I can experience more grace. And lately, I have 13-year-old daughter with a rebellion and harming herself and still struggle. And I still praying. But then I received so many support from the priest, from the Dominican, from all the people that I know they still praying. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful because mm-hmm. through all this struggle, God sent the army of angel and all the saints to protect us, and I'm still here, and my daughter's still here, and I'm truly grateful for his strictness and his merciful.
Right. Amen. Huynh Lee, I got to tell you something. Almost every sentence that you shared with us, it started with a deep sense of appreciation for God and for all that he has blessed you with, even though there's difficult things, hardships and things like that. But you can hear it in your heart. So all I can say is I wish we could all become like you in your heart and have that burst and fullness of gratitude for God. It's so obvious. I do believe that is a recipe for huge spiritual success. So Huynh Le, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I got to get to Marcia. I've literally got a minute, Marcia, but you're from Columbus, Ohio on Sirius XM 130. And Marcia, we're moving to Italy?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go right ahead. Where and when? Tell us. We all want to visit, Marcia.
I'm moving to Lecce, Italia, and I'll be moving in. We talked before.
Yes.
I went down to Huntsville to live down in Huntsville and be at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in October. I am grateful. I'm a member of Catholic in Recovery, and as a result of Catholic in Recovery and my beautiful dog that God gave me,
wow.
I got clean and sober, and I've been clean and sober
Amen.
For 5 years.
Amen. Marcia, we do hear that gratitude. And yes, you did tell us about moving to Italy. So I wanted to make sure it was certain, and you are. This is exciting. You're going to probably have a lot of visitors from Take Two wanting to meet Marcia in Italy. This is incredible. God bless you on that journey to that great country there. Wow. Guys, you are awesome. Thank you, Ace. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you, Matt. Our show team tomorrow, another show planned for you. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.